radiation levels are still extremely dangerous. Residents are advised to stay in their shelters unless essential, and if it is essential, to minimize the duration of time spent outside. Residents above the age of 35 should limit their time out of their shelter to no more than 2 hours per day. Residents aged under the age of 35, no more than 1 hour per day. Any resident under the age of 18 should not leave the shelter under any circumstances. All residents should make their way to their nearest authority headquarters to be registered for ID cards, ration books, and work details. No provisions will be given to anyone without them. Registration will begin at 0800 hours tomorrow morning. Any sick or injured residents will be directed to their nearest medical center by army personnel or police units where first aid will be administered. If we are to have enough to survive the difficult times to come, many of our resources and manpower will be redirected to food, water, and agricultural production. Work groups 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11 must report to the authority headquarters to be escorted to their new work zone. Work details 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 carry on with reconstruction tasks as normal. This is a reminder that residents and refugees must be registered at the nearest authority headquarters for ID cards and ration books. No ration or work details will be given to anyone without them. This is a reminder. Looting is a crime under the emergency directive. Anyone caught looting food, water, fuel, or any other vital supplies will be subject to harsh punishment. Punishments include, but are not limited to, detainment and imprisonment, the withholding of rations, and death by firing squad. This is an urgent warning. All residents must take cover or seek shelter at once. A large fallout cloud is imminent. I don't know why I'm still sitting here talking to you. I bet by now there's hardly anyone left out there still listening, is there? To whom it may concern, this is a message from mankind. We come from the planet Earth. During our short time on this world, we have accomplished many things, some of them great, and some of them terrifying. And I'm speaking to you now, whoever you are, from what is possibly the end of recorded human history. Through our own carelessness and complacency, we allowed our world's idiots and fools to take charge of our civilization. It was this foolishness that began a series of events that led to destruction on a scale never witnessed by man, that has brought the civilization we've built to ruin. Now the survivors, if any, must go on to face a difficult and uncertain future in a world that is rotten with radioactivity. So I say to you, who have heard this message out there in the stars, come and seek us out, and if we still exist, teach us all that you can, and in turn, learn from us and our mistakes. But above all, regardless of whatever you find, remember this story I've told you, and heed its warnings. Now I leave you with this, a track that is a particular favorite of mine that I managed to sing. This has been the Wartime and Emergency Broadcasting Service, signing off.